From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Japan is bracing for more bad news as the country struggles to recover from Friday's massive earthquake and tsunami. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports concern is growing about more seismic activity and nuclear accidents.
At a press conference, Prime Minister Naoto Kan said that how Japan responds to the disaster will shape the nation's future. This is the toughest, most difficult crisis for Japan in the 65 years since World War II, he commented. Kan expressed optimism that the quake would create economic demand that would offset some of the cost of the disaster. But it's hard to predict what risks lie ahead. Meteorological officials warned that there was a 70% chance that a magnitude 7 aftershock could hit Japan in the next 3 days. And with the shutdown of nuclear power plants serving Tokyo, residents are bracing for rolling blackouts in the capital beginning tomorrow. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
Problems with cooling systems at several nuclear power plants in Japan have engineers working feverishly to stabilize reactors. Officials suspect one in Fukushima Prefecture had a partial meltdown, and the International Energy Agency says Japan has declared a low-level emergency at its Onagawa plant after tests showed radioactive particles were released during a venting procedure at higher than allowed levels. The State Department is warning Americans not to travel to Japan in a travel alert issued today. The government says all unnecessary visits there should be avoided. P.J. Crowley has stepped down as State Department spokesman. His resignation comes after he was criticized for comments he made about the treatment of the Army privates suspected of leaking sensitive information to WikiLeaks. Private First Class Bradley Manning is being held in solitary confinement in a Marine Corps brig in Quantico, Virginia. Crowley called the treatment stupid. He says his comment was intended to highlight the broader impact of certain actions taken by national security agencies. Anti-government demonstrations continue in Bahrain. After a peaceful march yesterday, protests turned violent this morning. Sean Canberry is in Bahrain and reports clashes have erupted in several locations.
Clashes this morning began with a group of hardline demonstrators blocking King Faisal Highway, the principal roadway in Manama. According to official reports, protesters threw rocks at police who tried to clear them from the road to allow rush hour traffic through. The conflict continued to escalate, with police deploying tear gas. Thousands of people gathered in the Pearl Roundabout area and repeatedly moved on police who had staked out a position on the nearby overpass. On multiple occasions, police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at approaching demonstrators. The area calmed down with the start of afternoon prayers, and police withdrew from the area. There are now reports of serious clashes taking place at Bahrain University. For NPR News, I'm Sean Carberry in Bahrain.
This is NPR News in Washington. Anti-government protests continue in other Middle East countries today. In Yemen, police and government supporters fired live rounds and tear gas at demonstrators at Sana'a University. Dozens are injured. In Saudi Arabia, dozens gathered outside the Interior Ministry in Riyadh, demanding the release of political prisoners. Unrest continues in Libya. Troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi have retaken the strategic oil town of Brega. You may have noticed airlines have already added fuel charges to their ticket prices because of the soaring price of gas. Well, they're not alone. From Denver, NPR's Kirk Siegler reports some transportation businesses are adding the unpopular charge to their delivery services.
Some larger companies lock in fuel contracts weeks, if not months, in advance. So it's often the smaller businesses that are more vulnerable and more likely to tack on surcharges in times like these. Michael Lewis owns a Colorado company called Office Connection, which does in-home service calls for people with computer tech problems.
There just is no way around it. If somebody can show me a way around it, I'd be happy to do it.
Lewis has just reinstated a fuel service charge of $35 per visit that had been in place during the summer of 2008. And these types of added charges were widespread then during the last spike in oil prices. Analysts say even companies that don't disclose the charge are raising prices elsewhere to account for it. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Denver.
In northern New Jersey, floodwaters along the Passaic River are receding after cresting last night nearly 5 feet above flood stage. But flooding is still a concern, and the mayor of Paterson expects many more evacuations today, though fewer residents have had to leave their homes than officials originally predicted. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.